Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
All the classic rock. Roger and JP, 604. Rain now, sun later this afternoon, believe it or not. High maybe about 48 today. So all of this will melt, but it is a mess right now still.
They already started this morning with the, I was just saying that depending on the time of year, you can dictate the news stories that are going to happen. And I had said, you know, the Wednesday morning before Thanksgiving, News 12 will be outside MacArthur Airport, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, for travel, sure.
Before the Super Bowl, they'll show the bookmakers getting locked up, you know, all that crap. And I said to Roger, I go, beware, they're going to start showing the videos of the dangers of deep frying turkeys. Mm-hmm. And literally this morning, as he's doing filling the hole, I'm looking over his shoulder. Brett's got News 12 on the on the television. And they got the Brookhaven Fire Department sticking a turkey in a fryer and like causing a fire. Now,
and they do that what? When it's
they do it
a little
because,
too frozen or something?
Because we're in deep fried turkey season. We're in turkey season. And people myself will be deep frying turkey. Have you done it yet?
No, I don't even have a deep fryer now. I've had it, but fantastic, but I haven't done it.
I'm going next door. We'll use my name. Do you want to? Awesome.
Yeah, I know. No, we got it all planned out. We're ready to go. We have a lot of people coming over. We have a 24-pound turkey.
Dude, get yourself a small turkey and deep fry it and just put it on the table.
Yeah.
Watch what happens. Gone.
Yeah. No, I'm sure. How does the fire start though?
Because if you put it in there frozen, or you put it in there with moisture on it.
Yeah.
Think about what happens when you put water and oil.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. So you take some jerk off decides to not do any research and decides to just dip a frozen turkey in gallon of oil that's at 450 degrees or 400 degrees, and that thing is going to go up.
So the turkey literally explodes?
Doesn't explode.
Or the,
it catches
or the
fire.
Oil
the water,
just spurts
yeah, it
and goes
spurts
crazy.
Out in fire. And
oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, especially guys who don't read instructions. There's a few of them out there.
You should do it. I'm telling you, dude. It's so good.
It the first time many years ago in the show when deep fryers were brand new to the Northeast. And we had a guy, remember he cooked outside our front door out here? He brought a deep fryer, cooked us a turkey and brought it into us. We're like, is this going to be a good idea? And then he brought it in. It was amazing.
Yeah, I remember. Oh, Brett, was that your first day?
That was literally my first day.
Ever.
He go outside and hold the microphone right next to the turkey fryer. That's what we need right there. And the guy had an apron and he lifted it up and it was a giant dong.
Yeah.
Oh, you had one of those fake ones underneath?
You remember that? A big penis fluff.
This is a great day one.
Right.
And it's been all downhill ever since.
I'm telling you, man, if anybody, because then you get whatever you want to like flavor the turkey with. You can get Cajun seasoning, you can get butter and garlic and just inject it into that turkey. And it's in a quarter of the time. It's 3.5 minutes at about 375 to 400 degrees.
3.5 minutes, what, per pound?
3.5 minutes a pound.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
Yesterday, so instead of sitting there for 4.5 hours, you're done in 45 minutes.
A pound on some turkeys. I'm like, what?
Hell no. And I'm telling you, it's the best tasting turkey you'll ever have.
Yeah. No, it's
you should
awesome.
Make it a competition between you and your wife. Let her do her turkey, and you go out there.
I'm
going to
go outside
say,
for like 8 minutes and cook a turkey. What
Uncle
do you think?
JP told me to put the deep fryer this turkey. I'm just going to put it out there on the table and see what happens.
Yeah.
You'll win. You'll win. And then in a couple weeks, when a fight breaks out, I'd be like, at least they ate my turkey, bitch.
We'll be deep frying turkey. That'll be the new tradition.
It's great. Dude, we did a crown roast last year
at
my neighbor's house for New Year's Eve.
Whole roast.
Oh, my God, was it good. And it's not like a deep fry where you're thinking like French fries or you like bar food or anything like that. It's not. It's nothing like that.
I saw the pictures like the oil and McDonald's and stuff, you know, like just where they put fries in.
None of that. It's just a very moist, delicious turkey. I just hooked you all up for Thanksgiving.
Just don't rush it. Make sure it's thawed. This is what we're learning from the videos.
And pat it dry. You got to pat it dry.
Right. You don't want water going in there.
Yeah.
All right, 608.
Or else we're going to be making fun of you when we get back from Thanksgiving.
Let's see how we're doing outside. Still slushy, kind of messy, Ted.
Your BAB Browns Ram Truck Center in Medford, Long Island traffic. Good news is the temperature.
JP's been a proponent of deep fried turkey for a few years now, and it's been around for a while.
Ever since that dude showed up here and fried one in front of the front doors.
When did you get your? Yeah, you've been doing a few Thanksgivings though. I mean, actually cooking them. Your own.
We do it at my neighbor's house. And we fry everything.
And of course, the video is don't put anything frozen in there or wet turkey because then everything explodes and goes over and they have a fire.
Go on YouTube and just put in deep fried crown roast or deep fried roast. Oh my God!
Billy Mack is on the line. Billy, you have what? An alternative to this? God.
Infrared turkey fryer.
Really?
Oil.
No.
Phenomenal. Think that. Google it, John. Charbroil infrared turkey fryer.
You know what the problem with that is? No danger.
And no oil to clean up. No oil to get rid of.
Oh, really? An improvement on the oil thing, huh?
Yeah, no oil at all.
Does it still cook it in a really short amount of time?
10 minutes a pound, brother.
See, this is 3.5 minutes a pound, bro.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you finished a half hour before me. I'm sorry.
But he's still got to put out the fire.
I finished an hour before you.
And I don't have to get rid of 5 gallons of oil.
You don't need a 5 gallons of
oil.
What
do you do
with that?
Stop
being dramatic, Billy.
5 gallons.
You reuse the oil. Because the next turkey tastes even better than the first one.
Google it. Infrared turkey fryer.
Thanks, Billy.
Stop telling me what to do.
It's an improvement. And I use the marinades, too.
Oh. Goodbye.
Dude, I sit out there for 45 minutes or so, whatever it is, an hour. Mm-hmm. I have a cigar. I have like a hot cider with bourbon or whatever it is. I just chill out and I enjoy it.
Just let it fry.
Nonsense going on inside? Nope. Me and my neighbor's kid just outside the backyard having a cigar and a drink and just watching that thing fry.
That's beautiful.
Every once in a while, just get up, check the temperature, make sure everything's cool.
Mm. All right. You've been forewarned and advised.
Mm-hmm.
6:15. It's time now for the stuff you need to know. Here's Ted.
Commuters across the island hoping for a much better day.